Of all the troops deployed to Afghanistan and Iraq since the fall of 2001, more than a third of those service members have done at least two tours. And with combat tours as long as 15 months, it's no surprise that a time away can be damaging for both troops and their families. General Richard Cody, the Army's Vice Chief of Staff, said the heavy deployments are inflicting incredible stress on soldiers and their families, and they pose a, quote, significant risk to the nation's military. Military leaders say they are working on a number of initiatives to provide service members and their families the counseling and support that they might need. One of these programs is the Warrior Couple Readjustment Retreat. It's a weekend retreat which features classes in communication along with some activities you might not usually associate with the military. Massage, meditation, yoga. Joining us from California, Petty Officer Aaron Siebert and his wife of 7 years, Robin. They took part in the first retreat of this program over a weekend. Siebert served three deployments to Iraq, the most recent ending in April of 2006 when he was injured in a mortar attack. Aaron and Robin, hi. Thanks for being with us.
No problem.
Hi.
So, Robin, what was it like for you having your husband away from homes for so long? I mean, how did your life and your schedule change?
It changed dramatically. I didn't necessarily have to worry about making dinner every night. I didn't have to worry about the extra, you know, laundry and stuff like that. But I had to take on other tasks like the lawn and the cars and the trash and sending care packages and, you know, waiting for phone calls at odd hours, or sometimes we had video dates online. And, you know, it changed a lot.
Aaron, how did you deal with missing your wife?
I missed her quite a lot. I dealt with it pretty well, but it was really hard because you know, she's a huge support element in my life, and you know, being away from her for any length of time is kind of difficult. It leaves me to deal with what I have to deal with on a military basis, and it just. It puts a lot of strain on me to be away from her.
So how long were you folks apart as the result of your tour, Aaron?
In total time over there, approximately 14 months over the three deployments that I had to make. The last deployment in 2006, I was into my deployment about 4.5 months into it when I got hit with the mortar round.
When you got hit with the mortar round and you ended up coming home, how do you think your injury ended up affecting your marriage and your readjustment into married life?
It affected me a lot. My wife's priorities had to be what's going on with me. She made every effort to see me, to be at my bedside. A lot of the times I was in the hospital for not as long as you'd expect, but I was in there for a good 2.5 weeks before I got out to an outpatient treatment type thing. Mm-hmm. Where I was still able to do normal daily functions, but I had so many appointments at the hospital I had to be close enough to where I could make that happen. I live 80 miles away from the facility that I was at. It finally came to be where my wife was coming down on the weekends visiting me. And then later on, I was finally able to start taking weekend trips home. I still had a lot of care. I was in a wheelchair, not unable to put any weight bearing on my leg, massive wounds that I had to pack all the time or do certain things too. So it was really complicated tasking, daily activities. It was a huge strain. She had to help me with them.
Robin, you must have been so happy to have your husband home alive, albeit though he was injured and wounded. But I can imagine it became difficult for you as well. It was probably a very different role of wife than when your husband left.
It was. You never imagined that you would have to do the things that you had to do to your spouse, take care of them, bathe them. And it was okay. I love him so much, and I was blessed to have him home and alive. And I had a lot of support from my family and friends to take care of the kids. And eventually, when I got to come home and be with my family again, and then we would go down on the weekends and just spend the weekend down there with him, and it was good.
So Aaron and Robin, at some point you decided that getting involved in this Warrior Couple Readjustment Retreat was the right thing to do. Aaron, what was going on with you and Robin that you decided, you know what, maybe we should take a look at this program?
Well, one, I'm dealing with a lot of things. PTSD is one of them, along with my injuries. A lot of care programs are out there, and I'm pretty adamant and motivated to participate in anything that's going to make me better, whether it be, you know, I can't run anymore, I can't do a certain amount of things, but I still go to the gym, I still do a lot of these programs. But this Credo program was designed for a lot of the issues at hand where my wife can get some information on what kind of things combat stress or PTSD goes on with her husband, and it gave her a focal point, but it also brought us close together. I mean, I'm looking at it like it's just a great opportunity to come together and actually have some understanding in between the two of us of maybe things that I don't understand. I'm always willing to try something else to help that out.
It must be tough, Robin, when you don't understand why your husband's upset about something or why your husband's having a certain reaction to something. Is that the case? Is that what was going on with you guys?
Yeah, I didn't understand what the big deal of why he was getting so upset over things that I thought were so petty, or I didn't understand his need for the rush of adrenaline all the time, because he's not addicted to it, but he was addicted to it, or you have a certain level of adrenaline that rushes through your body all the time when you're in Iraq. So when you come back and you don't have that adrenaline, you do things to get that rush again. And so I didn't understand a lot of the PTSD things that he was going through. And I did learn a lot. It helped.
We're speaking with Petty Officer Aaron Siebert and his wife, Robin, of 7 years. They took part in this warrior couple readjustment retreat. So, Aaron, I understand that you were a little apprehensive about some of the methodology initially as a part of this program, the meditation, the yoga. I mean, what did you think when you had to go in there and breathe deeply through your nose and sort of visualize mountain somewhere as part of marriage counseling?
Well, you know, hanging out with the Marine Corps as much as I have, being a hospital corpsman, all the PT that's necessary in order to keep fit. We do some stretching type exercises prior to even busting into our ritual exercises. But you know, the yoga was a little bit of a new step, you know, into okay, how crazy could it be? But, you know, we spent a lot of time on the yoga, and it seemed like it had gone by so fast, but we didn't accomplish a lot of moves, but we accomplished all the ones that were necessary. It was interesting to the dynamics of it. The yoga was impressive. The whole massage was really nice, as well as meditation issues that they taught us different methods and stuff was phenomenal. I was kind of really surprised at how my body reacted and dealt with it. With my injuries, too, it was really comforting because I stretched out a lot of areas that sometimes don't get stretched out as well. And afterward, I was very relaxed. It was more relaxing than almost any exercise or anything that I've done in the past.
All right, Robin, on a silly note, was there ever a moment during the weekend when you looked over at Aaron and you're like, I cannot believe he is in that yoga position?
I did. I was looking at him, and we're in the yoga position, and I just was looking at him going, oh, for one, I was looking at him going, I hope you're not in too much pain, because, you know, it is painful for a regular person that never does yoga, but for him, it would be, you know, painful because he has a bad leg. And I just remember thinking, oh, gosh, because they had fettuce refried beans for lunch, and I was looking at him going, oh, please, don't fart. Don't yoga fart. Oh, it was funny because they had all the photographers there, and they had, like, camera crews and stuff. I just could see him on national TV, you know. It was funny.
Were you ever in danger, Aaron, of embarrassing your wife there?
No. No. Yeah, it was pretty funny, you know. I was like, oh, man, this cameraman's, like, taking all these pictures. He's trying to get a picture of the scar on my foot. And the picture that ended up in the newspaper was hilarious. I'm looking at my facial expression going, oh, man, that's, you know, the position's fine, but my facial expression is ridiculous.
Do you think you would recommend this kind of program to another couple?
Absolutely. I hope they continue with the program. I hope that it encourage other couples to do it, because it is so necessary.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely an awesome thing to do. You know, just the whole comprehensive program was amazing. I, you know, I work at the Wounded Warrior Battalion. I brought about six or seven other couples up that young Marines that are also injured, being treated for different ailments or whatnot. And they also just had a phenomenal time.
Petty Officer Aaron Siebert and Robin Siebert, thank you so much for joining with us, and good luck to both of you.
Thank you.